Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Yankees, Red Sox, going to be great theater, great drama. You know, this is, I think, going to be the most difficult challenge the Yankees will face. It's why I wish they won the division so we wouldn't have to be worrying about this series. I know from an entertainment standpoint, yes, we'll get into it, but you want to win a World Series, you'd rather have the bye here and not have to face a very, very dangerous Red Sox team. But I was thinking about it last night. I think if the Yankees get by the Red Sox, and obviously it's a huge if, and we could get into that, I think their path is clear to get back to and even win a World Series more so than years before, because this might just be the best team that the Yankees have had, certainly since Aaron Boone has taken over.
I like that because I think that you're right. I'm excited. Yankee fans should be excited. Also, they're nervous, the dangerous pitfalls of a short series, but they created this, so you got to do what you got to do. I almost feel, Sal, as if I've watched two very different Yankee seasons this year. And we talked about this all year, and for most of the season, even when Judge was hitting basically 400, I'm like, there was just something missing. And this is before Grisham went absolutely bonkers and Rice emerged, and he didn't really know exactly what Bellinger was as a Yankee. And then as the season started to take root, whether it was Rodon, whether it was Fried stabilizing after those 7 or 8 bad starts after a great start, and even the bullpen getting some additions, and of course Stanton coming back, and the trade deadline stuff. Like, to me, the Yankees went from a team that I didn't think would win the division, nor did I think that they were capable of winning a World Series, to your point, to maybe the best all-around team that they've had in a long time that is capable of winning. What does it mean right now? It doesn't mean that they're going to win, but it means that I think that there's real reason, outside of just because you're a Yankee fan, there's real reason to look at this team and say, okay, it's going to be really tough tonight. Next couple of days going to be really tough, but if they play the brand of ball they played for a while, the Yankees could win the World Series.
Right, but the problem is they could also lose in the first round to the Red Sox, and that's where we get to the matchup tonight where you're facing Crochet. And you did you see yesterday the Jack Curry projected
yes.
Yankee lineup for game one?
I did.
See, to me, therein lies the problem. Now, we don't know if it's definitely going to be the lineup, but it's a lineup that does not have Ben Rice in there. It doesn't have Ryan McMahon in there. It takes Caballero from the bench to having him start. Now, I know
didn't have Jazz in there either.
No Jazz in there. Now, I don't know if that's because he's banged up a little bit or what, but that's not the Yankees' A lineup. And that's part of the problem that I had with the construction of this team, where you can't just all of a sudden say, well, you're going to rely on the data and analytics, and game one of a best of three, go with a B or C lineup. Like, that's not good enough to me. So I understand why they would be doing it, and we don't know if that's definitive yet, but that would give me real hesitation to say, well, yeah, we just talked about the Yankees, and they could win the World Series. Yeah, they could also lose this series in two games here. If they win tonight, then obviously they're golden. They should be set up. And they have their ace on the mound in Max Fried, so we'll see what happens with the Red Sox. And I do believe that they're a better team than the Red Sox, but when you already have your lineup potentially negated because of the nastiest lefty in baseball with Garrett Crochet, arguably, I mean, some say school, but whatever, that to me is already showing you some of the flaws with how they're structured.
You can look at it that way, and I get that. You could also look at it the other way, that it's the best roster they've had in a long time, where they have options and answers to
right.
combat somebody who is absolutely filthy. By the way, I've got the lineup for you. This is the projected lineup that you referenced. All right.
I mean, Goldschmidt leading off.
I know. And when I saw this, and I even wound up jumping in a little bit on social media with this, I'm like, I don't love this. Anyway, Goldschmidt 1, Judge 2, Belly 3, Stanton 4, Rosario, Grisham, Volpe, Caballero, and Wells. Now, that doesn't mean that McMahon's not going to get in there at some point, pinch hit, pinch hit, McMahon defense, the other aspects with Ben Rice here, but it's less than. It's less than what really has gotten the Yankees to this point by winning 8 straight, to finish the regular season, by putting themselves in a position to be thought of as a team worthy possibly of a championship, but also Let's incorporate history for a moment. I'll do this for the Yankees and for the Mets. Back in the day, when the Mets won the World Series, you had a platoon in 86 of Mookie and Lenny, and you had a platoon of a Bachman and Tim Tuffle at second. It mixed and matched. It worked out. The Yankees in 1996, they had a platoon. A lot of people forget this. Charlie Hayes and Wade Boggs at third base, and Tino Martinez and Cecil at first base, because as you know, Tino played most of the season. Cecil came midseason, and then they played Cecil at first base because of the no DH, and they wanted his bat in there, even though Tino was the superior fielder. And I remember in real time, I'm like, I don't like that. But the Yankees won all the games in Atlanta, and it worked out. So I think one of my gripes about these Yankees, and there's been a lot of them over the last X, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it's been, is that the bench has been way too thin and they've been too top-heavy in talent. There are more options, which is good, but you still want to run your A-team out there when it's the first game of the playoffs against somebody like Crochet.
It's very simple. I really don't care what happened in 86 or 96. I care about what happened this year. Paul Goldschmidt should not be leading off for the Yankees. I don't care if it's against a lefty or not. Their best lineup is Grisham, Rice, Judge. And you're taking three, Grisham's in the lineup, down in the order. Ben Rice, not in the order. Jazz Chisholm, terrific season, not in the order. I get it. They're going to be playing matchups here, fair enough, going against a tough lefty. To me, where you now break down the layers, what that means is the big boy is finally going to have to carry them. Aaron Judge is going to have to win. Look, if the Yankees are going to win the World Series, he's going to have at least some series where he carries this team
absolutely on
his back. And why not right out of the gate against a lefty who he's gotten to recently, you know, within this year, hitting some big homers off of Garrett Crochet. To me, this might be the game where Judge and Stanton in particular, the two big bopper righties in that lineup, have to get to Garrett Crochet. You do not want to fall down 0-1 in the best of three. All then the pressure on the Yankees. I don't care what the pitching matchups are the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to rely on Carlos Rodon and do or die. I know he's been great this year, but still think about if the Yankees were to face elimination in the next 2 days, losing to Garrett Crochet. So that's why I think it's imperative that they get the performance from Judge that we haven't seen in the playoffs, and maybe a continuation of what we've seen from Giancarlo Stanton in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, listen, if Stanton does his thing, that's obviously good. Judge, if he's going to be an all-timer, the immortalized, he's going to be immortalized no matter what, but that next level, he's going to have to get it done. I mean, this is the measurement for the Yankees. There's a standard of championships. All their best players outside of Mattingly, they have one, so he's going to have to distinguish himself at some point this October, and the more games they play, I believe that he will. But to your point, if it's a, you know, if it's a two or a three game series, whether meaning they lose two or they lose in three, you're only going to get, you know, 11 or 12 at bats. You probably walk a few times, so it's not even 12 official at bats. There's not a lot of runway to get going here, so he could go 0-4 tonight. The Yankees could lose, and the Yankees have problems. But I will say this: I understand, because I feel the same thing. I'm looking at this lineup. I'm like, no Ben Rice. Ben Rice has been on a tear. No McMahon at third base with a lefty pitcher with that slider coming in with all those ground balls to third. What are we doing? However, I will say this. I do believe this. Ryan McMahon against Garrett Crochet has no chance to give good swings. Zero. Even Jazz, you know he's going to flail away and come up with a lot of empty swings and at-bats. And the same with Grisham. So if these guys are not going to hit him, the proactive nature, and it's not just being married to the numbers, it's having an option that could be better. It's counter to what I want. I wish they were pitching a righty, of course. But since it's Crochet, I do fundamentally get it, because the last 6 or 7 weeks when they become this team, this is what they've done.
Right, but you got Rosario hitting fifth. You got Goldschmidt leading off. I mean, that's just not good enough. And Caballero at third.
Yeah, but Rosario smashes lefties. He's one of the best.
Okay. Good. So then you could have that line. Then you should be happy about it.
Well, you're
taking a guy who had 30-30 out of the lineup.
Okay, but if you look at the swings against, like,
I'm surprised Slater's not in there.
Who?
I mean, Slater.
Come on. Slater out there, went left field.
He mashes lefties. I mean, that's why he's here.
But think about the moves, right? So Cashman gets Rosario for the tough lefties. And to me, I'm with you to an extent. I get it.
Like,
it's unconventional, and I want to see some of these guys playing tonight. But they will be in the game at some point, unless Crochet is a beast and goes eight. Then the Yankees lose anyway.
Which he could. Yeah, and that's kind of my thing about, especially McMahon. McMahon's not hitting anybody anyway. Like, he may have a better chance against the righty, but he's not in there for his offense, so why not just
keep just put the defense in there anyway?
Yeah.
That's the one guy that I can actually understand. I can see that.
And have, now we don't
or
know.
Or put Rosario at second. Or put Rosario at short. And Caballero would second.
I would have Caballero off the bench and use him as a weapon late, whether it's a pinch run, steal a big base, whatever. I just like having that versatility.
I get it.
And now it doesn't mean that it's going to play out this way. Who the hell knows what's going to happen in game one? All I'm saying is that, yes, it feels great. The Yankees have beat up, specifically on the bad teams here the last 2 weeks, and that's, you know, whatever. It's fine. You can only beat who you
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Play. And yes, the Yankees may be better suited any year in the postseason, certainly since 2018. 2017, you want to say the Astros cheated their way, whatever. There was a different regime. It's Aaron Boone right now. Let's say that this is the most deep, most balanced Yankees lineup, certainly, that Aaron Boone has had to work with here. There are still some flaws, and it could be exposed right out of the gate in a best of three facing a dangerous lefty in Garrett Crochet.
Well, think about this. Now, let's face it, when there's righties on the mound, right, and you're definitely going to have Ben Rice's stick in there, Austin Wells has swung the bat a lot better, but do you want Ben Rice catching in the postseason?
Well, that's part of the conversation, right?
And this is a conversation you and I have had all summer. It is an odd configuration. It is an odd construction. However, before the additions of Caballero and Rosario, they didn't even really have an option.
Correct.
So at least you play to the numbers and you see what, you know, and you can't kick the ball around. You know, the hope here, too, is like if it's a bunch of lefties against Crochet, you would think it would be quick at bats, you know, strike one, strike two, ball out. Like, so at least with some righties, there's a chance more competitive at bats. The more competitive at bats you have, you work up the pitch count. Theoretically, he's out of the game an inning earlier. You get to the bullpen. Now you bring the lefties in. It is a roll of the dice. I promise you, I could already tell that Yankee fans dislike it more than, and I don't love it. I think there's a lot of Yankee fans who hate it, but at least I get it and I'm okay with it.
Either way, baseball, postseason baseball in the Bronx tonight. Yankees, Red Sox, BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Vinny's on Long Island. What's up, Vin?
Hey, Vin.
What's up, boys? Yankee playoffs. Here we go, baby.
Vinny boy.
So listen, I got to say, this is actually a tale of two playoff runs. Last year was the American League Central Invitational, where you know the Yankees got flack to just run through the Central like they always do. So not to get too ahead of it, but they're definitely going to have to run through a gauntlet this year, potentially, if they want to get to the World Series, which I am absolutely stoked about. I think the Yankees come into the playoffs on a hot streak. Those 7 out of 12 games that they won against those four big boys were great. I think Judge is going to come out, and he's going to go beast mode. Stanton's going to do his thing. I think you're going to, you know, Crochet, I'm not really worried about him. I'm not. I know he's a stud. I think they're going to get him knocked out by the fourth inning, and then we're going to move on and get through Boston in two. I am so excited. Let's go Yankees, baby.
Listen, Vin, I love the enthusiasm. I'm right there with you. That's a bit ambitious. Now, it's baseball, so anything can happen. Yeah. I mean, knocking Crochet out by the fourth, if the Yankees were to smack him around early, I think that would, which I don't anticipate, but if they did, it would be, I think it would break their spirit to the point where the Yankees would win two games in a row.
Agreed.
If they knock around Crochet early.
Yeah, I agree. I think the momentum would be too much for Boston to stop. Boston's got one shot to win this series. That's tonight. They have to win. Yankees could come back and win the final two here. Boston, to have a chance, in my opinion, they have to win tonight. And they very well could. And then all of a sudden the pressure's back on the Yankees and seeing how they could respond, which I still think, I think the Yankees are a better team, but there are still some flaws with this team that, what I want to prevent is getting caught up in recency bias. And especially in a baseball postseason where anything could happen. It's why I wanted the Yankees to win the division to avoid this. This might be their toughest challenge. I think the Yankees are beating Toronto, assuming that they could get past Boston. I like the Yankees' chances. They didn't win the division, fair enough. They have a second chance to one-up Toronto, and I think they'd beat them in that best-of-five division series. And whoever they face then, whether it's Seattle, Detroit, Cleveland, I think the Yankees would have the advantage in that series. Seattle may be the most dangerous with their pitching and Raleigh, but I still think the Yankees would beat them. I even look to the National League this year. The Dodgers are on what they were a year ago. Yeah, the Phillies are really good. The Brewers are really good. They could be beaten. So I think this might be, in fact, being that it's a short series, being that you're facing a nasty lefty, and it's the Red Sox who have had your number, mm-hmm. I think that this is the most dangerous series for the Yankees as far as getting in their way and preventing them from winning their first World Series since 2009.
And the Red Sox play well in the Bronx. They've been very comfortable there for a while. Cora said after the he's like, hey, listen, we love coming here. We love doing well. We feel pretty comfortable. He actually said we feel comfortable. Imagine, you know, before the Red Sox cracked through in 04, imagine, you know, whether it's Grady Little, Francona, any Red Sox manager back in the day saying, yeah, we feel comfortable in the Bronx. They felt the exact opposite. You know,
they could say that now.
Yeah,
maybe a different story.
Yeah, but at least they walk in there thinking that they're on even plane, and that and they are. I mean, but really, they own the Yankees for most of the season.
Fair enough. I just think it's going to be a different animal tonight.
I hope so.
You heard it from Vinny, and that's just one call. Like, you could feel it's going to be. It's Yankees, Red Sox. Yankee fans know that they have a shot. They were coming off the World Series last year. They like this team, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah,
like
that.
Now, again, it's not the old stadium, and we haven't seen that in a while. It's not the dynasty. I just feel like that, though, can change quickly. All of a sudden, they get a run or two on Crochet early.
Yeah, oh, no. Then the place is going to be up for grabs here. Listen, we'll know the answer to this, you know, hopefully in a month, because hopefully the Yankees play a lot of baseball here. But, you know, it is interesting. Like, if the Yankees were to lose this series, right, then it's about, well, you know, hey, listen, you had a nice spirited run. You beat the bad teams at the end. If you would have played better earlier, if some of these trades would have been made earlier, the Yankees would have been better than Toronto, and they wouldn't have been a wild card. They would have won the East. And they complicated their role. That's going to be the story if they lose. If they would have won the division and lost in the divisional series, then what you probably would have heard was, hey, they were playing so well, they were so red hot, then they had to put themselves on ice for 5 days. So any way you cut it, it comes down to catching the baseball for this team, running the bases aggressively like they've started to do, and their studs delivered. And that starts with number 99. Let's go. It's time, Judge.
John is in the Bronx. What's up, Johnny?
Johnny.
Good morning, boys. October baseball's coming back to the Bronx. I got the title for the DVD, The Chase for 28, The Road to Redemption.
It begins
tonight.
Yeah.
It begins tonight, beginning with Aaron Boone. He can quiet all us fans calling for him to get fired. Judge can prove that he's not only the best regular season player, he can prove he's a postseason MVP. As an organization, the Yankees can prove they learned from last year, that even though we lost out on they pivoted. We got the right players to make a deep postseason run.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you guys are saying today is valid.
I like
it's
it.
Not a given.
Well, but now
it's not a given.
But now, exactly.
But,
now they have to go out there and do it.
Sal, hold on, Sal. It goes through Boston, our bitter rival, and Toronto, two teams that take every chance they get to talk smack about.
Yes,
us.
They do. They do.
Let's go, Yankees!
There you go.
That's the right energy, John, and thank you for the call. And see that, like, yes, oh, you don't want to have to play in this series, period. You don't want to play in this round, period. Any extra round is an extra chance of you getting knocked out. So obviously, even with the potential, you know, the rest, taking away the momentum, you'd rather not have to face a dangerous team in a best of three.
I agree.
However, if you had to, and they have to, wouldn't it be sweet? Like, there's no easy way to. We saw last year, okay, there was an easy path with the Royals and the Guardians before getting pounced on by the Dodgers, the world champions. You want to have to fight for it. And what sweeter way to go through the Red Sox, then the Blue Jays and all their trash talk, and then whoever you face in the World Series. That would be a sweet. Well, ALCS, obviously, before that. You know,
I'm here for it. You asked me a while ago, it came up, and I said, I want to play the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And you were a little bit surprised.
I know.
Hey, listen, when you ask for something like that, be prepared that the results could be, you know, very, 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 very harsh here. But that's okay. Like, I want the Red Sox because It's the rivalry has been, it's been so quiet. It doesn't feel the same, but I miss that energy. I miss that palpable Boston, New York, October hatred, and I want it back, and I'm willing to take the chances that they could lose, and I'll have to pick up those pieces. And the last caller said the redemption, right? They're talking about the DVD. There is something redemptive about this pursuit here, because you think about the Yankees, right? And the last time the Yankees were really the butt of a joke was with Stump Merrill. In 1989 and 1990, when the Yankees were a laughingstock and they threw a no-hitter and they lost it, all those things, Andy Hawkins, all that's a Don Mattingly cut your hair. But the Yankees, from a national, I don't mean locally, nationally, during the World Series, when a lot of people kind of jump in and they just see what kind of brand of baseball is being played, the Yankees looked JV-ish. They kicked the ball around all over the field, and then the Dodgers basically spit on their grave and kicked dirt on them and laughed at them and mocked them. And the Yankees took it on the chin, and you know, because we know him, that Boone was pissed, and he bit his tongue, and Judge was embarrassed, and he bit his tongue, and he went out, and he had basically 55 home runs and hit 330. Now it is go time, and now it's not going to happen just tonight. Hopefully over the next month, the Yankees shut people up because they were that bad in the World Series last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.